step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Mac, dropping just before we recorded, and 3 days or 4 days or a week before you are hearing this, we got the second trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, I don't know. The last time we talked about this, I think, was maybe for the teaser or even before that. And I had said, I think it's going to be more so Peter trying to get these characters home and less the Tri-Spider-Men. Mm-hmm. And it looks like from the trailer, that's exactly what we're going to get.
Right.
Peter's going to have to get these non-616 characters. I think that's our Earth, back to their universes. So I don't think we're going to get a lot of Maguire, a lot of Garfield, and I'm totally
cameos by
that.
Them as opposed to the other ones being actually either starring or featured.
Right, right. And clearly there's going to be multiverse implications because universes are crossing, but it doesn't look like we're going to get too crazy. It's going to be mostly a Spidey-centric story. I think they're saving the madness for Multiverse of Madness.
And what they tell us in this trailer here is Strange tells Spider-Man, hey, you messed up the spell, which I think is still kind of weird that Strange is tiptoeing around that. But these villains, these characters, met their demise by a Spider-Man in their own universes. So now you need to do the exact same. I still don't think it's Strange, because I feel like someone telling Peter to go out and kill these characters, there's something more nefarious behind this.
I'm not going to rule that out. Because obviously we've been on like a full year of Mephisto teases starting with WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be the case, but obviously I can't rule that out. It is definitely bizarre that Strange, number one, blames Peter.
Yeah.
And then number two, sort of coerces him into doing things he might not necessarily.
You have to kill these guys, not right. Send them right. Home. No, it's kill them.
Right. So the Strange character is still just off. So that could be an explanation. It also seems like Doc Ock's going to be helping our Peter. That's
right.
What I gathered.
It seems like Doc Ock is going to be like the middleman of like, okay, you aren't Peter Parker. He says that in the trailer. Where's my Peter Parker? How do I get back to where I'm supposed to be?
Right.
He's
right.
A brilliant man.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
That's an interesting note. And then obviously we get our first look at Lizard. We've seen the other ones. We saw Doc Ock, Goblin, Electro, Sandman, and now we're getting a Lizard tease.
And we didn't see Vulture in this, right?
No, we haven't seen Vulture.
We didn't see Venom either.
A second goblin goo, the hooded goblin, which looked a lot like the Franco goblin from Spider-Man 3.
I don't think they use Franco's goblin, though. Well, they use Dane DeHaan's goblin.
It might be Dane DeHaan's, but there's a second goblin in that trailer if you go back and watch. So that's really interesting. And I don't want them to replicate the Gwen Stacy death in Amazing Spider-Man 2 with the MJ death in this. I hope that's not the case. I don't want to see a falling death here.
I don't want to see that either. And I feel like because they show a lot of Strange stuff, a lot of magic, and I feel like that's going to be more towards the back end of the second act. If this is in the third act, the stuff that we see here, that means that Strange is the villain in this movie, and that means that that is not actually Strange.
I think there's too much work to do between this and Multiverse of Madness to make Strange the villain. I don't think it works.
But are you going to rule it out, though?
Not going to rule it out.
Okay.
Not going to rule it out.
Guys, Mac is not ruling it out. Do you think this trailer gives us too much?
No.
Do you like this trailer better than the first one?
Well, the first one wasn't really a trailer. It was more of a teaser. I refuse to call it a trailer. This one really
I think if
just
it's over 90 seconds, it's a trailer. If it's under 90,
yeah, but there
it's
was no coherent. Usually a trailer will give you sort of a coherent story like this one does. Mm-hmm. This, we know the setup of what the movie's going to be now. The other one was just a bunch of random shots in 90 seconds.
I also want to hear Willem Dafoe say something like, suck on this goblin ball, Peter.
Oh, we also got J.K. Simmons as well.
Right. And I know that we talked about this during the Venom episode, about how like his character does not fit into the MCU. Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin also doesn't.
Yeah, good point. Actually, speaking of the villains, so we kind of have a Sinister Six with Vulture lurking wherever, Doc Ock, Electro, Sandman, Lizard, and Goblin. Vast improvement on the Electro look. That's maybe the
best
thing.
There was nowhere to go but up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't know how Venom's going to operate in this. Is Venom going to be towards the end and maybe a tease here? I don't know how Venom plays directly into the story of this movie.
With how silly Venom is in his movie, does he just show up at the end and he's like, what did I miss?
Someone tell me what happened.
But yeah, movie looks pretty good.
Pretty good.
One goo, three, yeah!
Mac and goo!
Jaws 3!
Mac and goo!
King of Queens!
Mac and goo!
Meryl Streep!
Mac goo!
Entertainment!
I'm Goo!
And I am Mac!
And we bring you friendship because we are the Mac and Goo program!
Today, Goo, we are bringing you a draft. We haven't drafted in a while. I love doing drafts. It's maybe my favorite thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. I could draft anything, any day, anytime. Today, we're doing an X-Men draft. That's right. We're going to be building each of us a squad of X-Men. And I'm very excited.
And we'll be doing 5 rounds because Mac felt that was the best way to have a well-rounded team without going too deep into the weeds. And the reason why we are doing this X-Men draft, this is before they even announced X-Men 97. That's just a cool tie-in, if you really want to say that, is because TLDR, our boys over there at the Thank You for Reading, Too Long, Don't Read. There we go.
Yeah, thank you for reading.
Yes, thank you for reading. They put out a little pamphlet there with the, hey, here's $15.
Really
pick your X-Men squad.
Really, the diction is great from you tonight. Yes, thank you. Every month, the TLDR podcast puts out a little choose your own squad thing of superhero characters. $5, $4, $3, $2, $1, you get $15, so on and so forth. So Goo, this inspired Goo to have them on, and all 4 of us build our own squad of X-Men. And Goo also, the tie-in with 5, the original X-Men squad had 5 members.
Look at this guy over here. Research. I got a ton of research over here myself. I guess let's introduce TLDR. First one up here is Doc.
Ooh, the Doc. Doc,
a master of diction. Love it.
And then also we got the old Fry guy.
Too much fucking shit on. I thought you were going to say, Goo, I'm a dick. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
I'm addicted to you, Fryer.
I'm a dick. I'm addicted to you.
I don't know how long we'll be able to wear this fucking thing, but I just want to put it out there. Everybody gives me shit for this. It was more a display piece when I got it, not actually that I plan on wearing it.
Where do you want to display it? The trash. Fryer's wearing a helmet, by the way.
The toilet store?
Yeah. Fryer, what is that piece in the middle that is in the crevasse of the two purple? Yeah, that little horns.
If you look at the original Magneto helmet, and actually if you look at the first one that Fassbender wears, he has this on
his helmet. No, I'm like, aware of that. That's not in the center of the helmet. That's like off stage left.
I think it's like a musket, right? How muskets had the knives. If you want to do a little hand-to-hand, you just do a little...
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But you know what's funny is Joe's been trying to get in my head going into this draft. He's been talking shit about taking characters, but joke's on you, motherfucker. That's why I got this helmet.
Oh, it's steel trap.
Yeah.
Steel trap.
Can't get in this head.
Little quiz for the TLDR boys. You guys read lots of comics and talk about them on your podcast. Can you tell me the very first issue of X-Men, X-Men number 1, when it came out?
I'm going to say
the 60s, but I don't have the exact date.
I want to say 61 to 63.
It's 63. The answer is 63.
September 1963, X-Men number 1. Of course, created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Follow-up question. I teased that the original team had 5 members. Can you name the original 5 members?
Joe, I'm going to let you go first on this one.
Fuck.
Okay, wow, really?
Beast, Cyclops, Jean Grey.
3.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember the other two.
Okay, it's Angel and Iceman.
Yes,
there it is.
Okay, thank you, guys. 5. Jesus.
And Jean Grey was originally called Marvel Girl?
Yes. Yep.
Real creative there.
Yes, I don't know what they were thinking there, but here we are.
Okay, so today we'll be drafting 5 rounds of mutants, and we are only going to be picking members of the X-Men. So these mutants at one point had to have been in either the X-Men or Excalibur or the Marauders or the New Mutants, etc., pretty much, they're on the side of good at one point, either in the comics, the TV show, or in the movies. And we are picking these teams to perform a task. Really, any task that you believe an X-Force, an X-Team would do, this is what you're trying to do. And when building a team, obviously, you want to cover all the bases. You want some muscle. You want some brains. You want a leader. So that's what we'll be going for as well.
The team-centric thing is crucial. Obviously, you can kind of draft a Lone Ranger. You're going to have to, you know, talk about that. And if you draft a person that was in like one issue on an X-Men squad, you're going to have to sort of defend that as well. Mm-hmm. But draft whoever the hell you want, and we'll criticize you from there.
My final question before we go to the order, just go around here clockwise, start with Mac. What is your favorite median, favorite way to consume X-Men? Was it the comics, movies, or cartoon?
So I absolutely loved the cartoon as a kid. But I've also loved the newer X-Men movies,
yes,
from Fassbender, McAvoy, and on. So I've probably a tie between those two, quite honestly.
Yeah, I'm cartoon, but then also, like you said, I love Days of Future Past. I love First Class. I love Logan. And then also, there's some animated series that have come out since X-Men from 92 that's also been pretty good.
Yeah, I like the there was a Wolverine in the X-Men show that I think only had one season. That's pretty solid. They're all on Disney Plus. There's another one, too. I think that there's one that X-Men Evolution wasn't quite as good. I this is getting brutal. I'm going to take this off in a second. But I love the original, you know, cartoon that we, of course, talked to the creators, Goo, a little while back on
Change Brag.
My Mind. Loved that one. I mean, that's what got me into comics and the whole genre and everything. But I love reading the comics, too. Tom Taylor had X-Men Red a few years back. I talked about it on the show. There's an X-Men 92 based off the show. Old Man Logan. I mean, obviously that led to Logan. So there's been a lot of good Gambit stuff over the years too. So, I mean, that's my guy, but yeah, so a bunch of different ways.
Way to tip your hand.
I think the X-Men animated series is pretty universal. Like, you know, that was right in my wheelhouse as a kid. And that's really what got me into comics, but it was also the X-Men trading cards. I don't know if you were old enough to have those.
Yeah.
Those things were fucking dope. And I wish I still had those. Like, of all the cards I collected, those are the ones I wish I had the most still.
Also, question for you, just because it popped into my head now. The series that will be coming to Disney Plus, X-Men 97, is there a comic that picks up where the old cartoon left off?
And that's a great question.
Play into this?
So the only one that I've seen that is in that similar like realm is the one I was talking about, X-Men 92, which I believe there were two trades for, if not three. I actually haven't talked about it on the show. I've only done X-Men Red, I think, on the show, and that had Gambit and Jean Grey in it. I think Nightcrawler. But yeah, X-Men 92, pretty quick read. Not a whole lot of like, it's not a crazy amount of depth to it, but it's still good. Like, it very much felt like this is an extension of the show.
And Jim Lee's X-Men too, like his run when he first came on. I mean, that's a pretty much
that inspired that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a tremendous, you know, run. If you can get, you know, those old trades, cause the artwork's fantastic and, you know, it inspired the cartoon and all that. So even though it's not a continuation of that, that's a hell of a read as well.
All right, Mac, what is the draft order going into this
X-Men
draft?
For the first time in a long time, Goo, you have the number one overall pick. I don't know if you guys can see
that.
Goo 1, Mac 2, Fryer 3, Doc 4.
Suck it,
on
Joe.
Random.org.
The fourth pick is better than the third pick. Have you ever done a fantasy draft?
I wanted one or four. I ended up right in the sandwich. I fucking hate being the meat. I'd rather be the bread, but what are you going to do?
Assuming you two don't take who I want, Joe is going to take the person who I want. So I'm, I got to say, this is really fucking chippy. I mean, trippy for me. How? Like,
yeah, but you're third. Is it Doc's fourth?
No. Seeing the picture of me on Joe's screen is really fucking weird because, like, that's the next room over. It's just so bizarre. Like, I'm seeing Rogue. It's like I'm looking into my room. Like, I'm not there right now.
Technology.
I thought you guys lived in the same house for a second. You said the next room over.
It's so
and
weird.
Of course, we're going to be doing this serpentine style. So Doc has fourth pick. He'll then have the fifth pick, and then we'll come back around.
And now time for what you've all been waiting for. The year right now, when the streets are paved with gold. We don't want no dead hoofers, only ducky shine crackers. A fuddy duddy may do, but no gobbledygook. Only the best of the best will be taken in the draft. But not just any old draft. It's the Mac and Goo draft.
And with the first pick of X-Men in the Mac and Goo draft, this is, like, you don't want to seem like a simp. You don't want to seem like a real dummy because you're taking the most popular X-Men, but this is my favorite. And I feel like if you want votes, you take this guy, and that is James Howlett, a.k.a. Logan, a.k.a. Wolverine. First appearance, Incredible Hulk, number 180 in 1974. He's got the healing factor, retractive bone claws encased in adamantium, and superhuman senses. Give me Wolverine.
Number one on my board, as I imagine might have been on the two below us. Number one, fuck you.
Yeah.
Want him at number two. Number two, probably the most badass. There's a few badass characters, but he's the one that gives the least amount of fucks, I think. And he's the one that, of all the non-fuck givers, that plays the most up in the X-Men teams. It's just, this is an easy number one.
Well, also, if you're looking at building a team, he can cover so many bases, because not only is he the muscle, berserker rage, but also he's a reluctant leader. He can be a leader when he has to be. He just doesn't want to do it.
And there's a reason why he's the one that got sent back in time in Days of Future Past. Not many people could do that.
He is the most popular one because they wanted to send that character back. And obviously, looking at this list, powers-wise, everything else, there's probably 20 better X-Men. But we're also looking to build a team that people would want to watch in a movie, on a television show, in a comic. So if you're looking to make it an entertaining entity, Wolverine is where it's at.
Now, not to everybody's praising Goo, I'm going to go and knock his pick a little bit. I do think there is another character that you could easily replace him with, who maybe doesn't have the level of like badass degree just because he's been around a lot longer. But when we saw that other character on the big screen, she kind of stole the fucking
show. She's a little girl, Fryer. Don't take a little girl.
Not in the fucking comics, she's not. No, she's
not
like my
dream. She's not.
That too, but I mean, I didn't really
Jesus Fryer.
It was a private conversation, you dickhead.
We're live right now.
Oh, am I allowed to swear on the show? I forget.
Yeah, no,
this is an adult podcast.
You can only say the C word on this program, nothing else.
Oh, but only one of us can say it, right? You can only be said once?
I get one an episode, I guess.
Be very careful. Joe's going to take advantage of that. I tell him not to say it on TLDR.
I like my first pick.
Good pick at 1.1. At 1.2, I don't feel good about this pick, if I'm being honest. However, she's probably the most powerful being in the universe, so I'm going to take Phoenix, a.k.a. Jean Grey. I'm not taking her as fucking Marvel Girl, whatever her first iteration is. As a telekinetic telepath, she possesses the power as the Phoenix to basically manipulate any matter there is. She can kind of fuck with time, too. She's stronger than Wolverine.
She is.
A little more unreliable, I guess, mentally. She sort of needs someone to lasso her in every once in a while. But if you're talking, you know, base strength, base power, she beats Wolverine.
Right, but the only issue, though, is that when she is the Phoenix, she's no longer really a hero, and she's uncontrollable.
That's Dark Phoenix, Goo.
Sorry.
That's true. That is Dark Phoenix. And there are other characters we've seen take on the Phoenix mantle, too. I think it was Avengers versus X-Men, where we saw four other characters. But that's another conversation for another day. I don't think anybody's picking them. But I think, Mac, honestly, I mean, I think you guys went with the chalk picks, 100%. Like, and I understand going with Jean Grey 1-1, too. Because you mean like you think she's the most powerful, you know.
I was hoping Goo would fall into that trap. I would have loved Wolverine at two. Don't mind Jean Grey there.
Well, I gotta say, I was hoping you two would fall into the trap that you fell into, because the number one pick
traps everywhere. It's a trap.
If I had number one overall, I would have taken this character.
We should have given Fryer number one.
And you can see her in the background that Joe
yell
has.
Value pick. Just yell
that
value
is
pick.
Rogue.
I love Rogue.
I'm going to take Rogue. Not Anna Paquin's Rogue, because she stinks.
Done dirt. No, she's been done dirt. Thank you.
Done dirt.
Number two on our list for done dirt. So, yes.
Yes, that's right. But the big problem, of course, with her is that she steals her powers, you know, the ones that we see in the animated series, from Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. I think at the time, Miss Marvel. But, of course, you can't do that in, you know, the X-Men universe, the cinematic universe, just because of, like, licensing and all that bullshit. But she is one of the most powerful, you know, heroes, period, because she is indestructible when she steals all the powers from Captain Marvel. And then she's also got – she can steal other powers. We see her do it with Gambit all the time. She can do it with Jean Grey, Wolverine. We see it with Wolverine in the actual movies. So this is – I mean, to me – she is a criminally underrated character, especially when it's like, you know, canon, I guess, version where she has the Captain Marvel power. So for me, like, she's not going to be necessarily my leader, but she is very versatile and she's also my muscle.
Yeah, I think that's a really good pick. If I had the third pick, I was going to do the same. I have here, Fryer, here's my combine notes on Rogue. She can have literally any other power that any other mutant has. That's a plus. She's a loose cannon as a result. That's a negative. But she also could take down Phoenix, most likely to take down Phoenix, I would say, because of her powers. So well worth taking at number three. I was hoping she'd slip a little bit and I could get Phoenix and Rogue and just kind of build a super team, but good pick.
Now, would this be a negative or a positive? She's a skunk.
That's not nice. I like that. I find that very
You like that, Fryer?
Yeah, very much so. Yes, I like it. Also, We're starting
to he likes the gray hairs and he likes them young. It's a real conundrum.
He likes the white streak right down the middle.
Joe, that was a fucking private conversation. Fuck off. Okay. And also want to throw out there, she was an Avenger too.
Wow. So weren't most of these characters at one point.
No, most of them weren't Avengers. It's pretty much Beast, Wolverine, and what's his face? And what's his Rogue? That's pretty much it.
I got more.
Where the whole Avengers versus X-Men issue comes up.
I got more.
Yeah, Ichiku. Yes.
Yeah. Read a book.
Why don't you read a book? Hey, Doc, can you please take Gambit so that Friar can't?
I would love to take Gambit, but I'm not. So I want to, with my first pick here, I want to take someone who's a leader. Who's a very, very powerful mutant, very popular, you know, in the cartoon and in the movies. I'm taking Storm, Omega level mutant. You know, she fills the leader spot. She's very powerful. And then with my next pick, I want a little bit of muscle.
Just want to throw that out there.
True.
Right? She can electrocute a frog.
She don't need no man.
Yep. What's the fucking joke she says with the toad in the first
episode? What happens to a toad that gets struck by lightning? The same as everything else.
Yeah. Not great, Bob. Not great.
She's not
Bob.
Wrong.
She's not wrong. Just not funny.
Better than Catwoman.
And then with my next pick here, I want to take a little bit of muscle. I want to tap into what Goo was tapping in a little bit here. So I'm going to take X-23.
Ooh, good pick, Joseph.
Okay.
Good pick, Joe. Back to backs right there. Storm's not my favorite, but you do get the leadership qualities and her abilities sort of give you an advantage in whatever arena or whatever world you're fighting on because she can control everything. So you can't really put a value on that. And then X-23, sort of a poor man's Logan. Some might argue better. That's good value in the second round. So,
yeah, it's a great pick, Joe. I'm pissed. I thought she was going to swing back around to me. That was definitely my next pick.
Well, it is your next pick. So.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to weigh in, Goo. My apologies. Okay,
Doc, you did a great job.
Thank you.
What a guy. That sounds like a really good.
Two thumbs up or one?
Can I cut my thumb in half on like my left hand? Yeah, one and a half thumbs. I don't need all of my left thumb, right?
Sure.
Okay. So Joe and I, when we made our list, we had a lot of different, ended up being 20 X-Men characters on that list. And there are some that we didn't include that are absolutely, you know, X-Men. And there are some that like are kind of fringe and whatever.
That are absolutely X-Men. They're all X-Men.
It's a great name for a comic. Absolutely X-Men.
Okay. Anyways, one character who didn't get thrown in the mix because she's been a little bit villainous in the past is somebody who is another telekinetic psychic and everything is Emma Frost.
Oh,
course, we saw her, you know, it was First Class that we saw her in, made her cinematic debut. That kind of taps into that leadership role. She does have a little bit of an edge to her, so maybe that could be problematic, or maybe she's just been dealing with a lot of fucking asshole men who've been telling her what to do her whole goddamn life, and she just wants to call the fucking shots because she knows better than everybody else. So,
I'm gonna go with
Emma Frost. Sorry. I'm gonna go with Emma Frost as my second overall.
Who scorned you, Friar?
I'll have no fury, Goo.
Emma Frost is like no one's favorite, but she's obviously pretty strong. And the
she's very strong.
Is something as well. So if you're building a team, having her fill a role is pretty good, especially in the second round to get a telepath that strong. Good pick, Fry. Everyone's doing decently well so far.
There's a lot of good X-Men.
Well, there's like 22 good ones, and then there's a steep drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble here because do I want to go for strength or do I want to go for someone super cool?
Or girth.
Slash my favorite, my non-Logan favorite. I'm going to take my favorite because I'd rather like my team than everyone else like my team. Give a shit about anyone else.
Right.
So I'm going to take Kurt Wagner, a.k.a. Nightcrawler.
Wagner.
Kurt Wagner.
Thank you.
A.k.a. Nightcrawler. He possesses night vision, agility. He can crawl walls like Spider-Man. And of course, he can teleport anywhere he can picture in his mind, which is obviously super useful. You can't really quantify what that could mean. And he might be the coolest looking X-Men as well. So give me Nightcrawler.
I think maybe outside of the stuff in Logan, but my favorite scene in any of the X-Men movies.
Yeah, the opening to X2. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
When you're like, if you're talking about like a show, I mean, obviously they utilize him in X2 and part of what made the movie so great, but I don't understand how they didn't turn back to that character because he is so interesting with this whole like, I always find like a religious character who has all these internal conflicts and everything, you know, very captivating. And with him, there's just so much more that could be done with him in the comics. Like he's been utilized, but not nearly enough. They're doing with stuff with him recently with Way of X, which I really like. But, you know, all around a great pick, Mac. Very versatile character.
Also, in X2, I mean, Alan Cumming is amazing as that character. I don't know how they turned away from that after that movie.
Underrated casting.
And you have the whole underlying thing of Mystique being his mother, so that's always an interesting thing that plays into it.
And technically, Rogue's a stepbrother, too.
Oh, yes. Boom.
Mm. Mm. Ariel's son.
Sure.
It is, right?
What?
Is that Ariel?
Azazel.
Azazel. Ariel's a mermaid.
A little mermaid.
The devil.
Yeah. Movie for a loop, a crossover event
I didn't know I needed.
He's been spending way too much time on Pornhub. He's getting all his things confused.
I thought you were saying he's watching too much stuff with this.
All right, so next up, I'm going to go with some brain. I've already got the brawn. I've already got a possible wild card. I'm going to go with brain. I'm going to go with Dr. Fraser Crane, Hank McCoy, Beast. And his abilities, ape-like superhuman physical strengths and agility, oversized hands and feet covered in fur, and genius-level intellect.
Yeah, you can't really underestimate the brains of an operation, right? You know, he's obviously a great hand-to-hand combat guy, but he's also going to be the guy like drawing up your plan going into battle. So you need that type.
I got some beef on my team.
He's kind of a boring character in both iterations we've seen on the screen, but he's a necessary one.
Well, he wasn't boring when he showed up at the end of Days of Future Past and he was Dr. Fraser Crane again. It's like, Logan?
Yeah, that's you got that going for you, so that's
Of course you found a way to work Fraser into another podcast.
Fryer hates that pick. Fryer is so mad right now.
Not a fan. It would take a lot for me to ever draft Beast.
You don't like Beast? I think Beast is dope.
I'll take Beast fifth, but second.
I mean, Beast reads books. He's just like you.
Good point. Big TLDR guy.
That implies that I like myself. But like, with Beast, it's just like a character who's like, yeah, he's all right. Like, he's like, definitely in terms of like getting a mission done, absolutely valuable. I think it's a great pick, but we're not just considering that in the course of all this. Like, I want, like, you, like, Max,
entertainment.
I want a team that I like. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I want a team for entertainment.
Goo right now, his squad's leading the league and Sudoku's finished. So,
correct.
There you go.
And if you're looking for entertainment, who is better to play off of a straight edge, narrow character like Beast? Then Deadpool. Give me Deadpool. Give me Wade Wilson right now. Similar healing power that Wolverine has. Great with swords. Great with guns. And, a bit of a mouth on him.
You know whose team is failing the missions? Goose. He's got Logan and Deadpool. Two people that aren't going to listen to anyone's direction. So the Brainiac he just took went right out the window. Obviously, Deadpool, very cool. Your team is going to be fun to watch, but they are going to fail miserably.
Right. Fun to watch. That's what I'm trying to do here.
Well done. You did. That was definitely
Wade,
a good one. I do like.
What are you doing?
I think he's the first like fringe X-Men taken.
X-Force.
He's been on some squads, but
yeah,
again,
X-Force.
He has a problem with being told what to do. So,
give me that.
A bit of a dick, but definitely within the realm.
I would have preferred Deadpool 2, Beast 3, just as far as the picks go. Now you're paying Beast a little more. You're paying Beast over Slot. I wouldn't have done that. I'd rather pay Wade.
Well, Beast is at a different position, though. It's a little bit cheaper position. He's at a defensive tackle. So.
Fair enough. And speaking of some beef.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My third pick in the draft. I need a brawler. You know, I got Jean Grey. I got the telepath. I got Nightcrawler who brings a little, outside stuff. I'm taking Colossus here.
Nice move.
AKA Peter Rasputin. Yeah. I need someone that can sort of take on a Wolverine type or someone else, Juggernaut, as we saw in Deadpool 2. I just need a real beefy guy. He obviously could turn his skin into metal, and that comes with super strength and invulnerability to most things. So he's my muscle pick.
I was debating going all muscle and all beef. Would that have been cool with you guys?
Of course.
I might have gone with it. Unless you pick Beast, then I wouldn't have gone with it. But I love the Colossus pick.
I mean, it would fit the hot dog motif, right? All beef.
Is that what's in those things? I didn't realize
a couple
that.
Other things.
Well, if you get an all beef one, yeah.
Well, just because they say it on there doesn't mean it's entirely true,
yeah,
right?
You watch your mouth.
Okay. My apologies. All right. So with my third overall pick, I think I'm actually going to – when we're talking about accomplishing a mission, I think I win the draft automatically here, especially if we all went head-to-head, because the character that I have can't fucking lose. because her mutant power is fucking luck. So I'm going to go with Domino with my like third that. Overall pick. Of course, we saw her in the second Deadpool movie, a proud X-Force member. She's had a couple of her own individual titles over the past couple of years. Really enjoyed both of them. But yeah, Domino, I don't need to say more. Zazzy Beetz.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick.
That's all I get. All right.
I mean,
I like it. I don't love it.
As an individual, not great, right? But as a team member, I feel like she's going to work well because she could help other people with their life.
Also, Merc in the past, too. So we're right. Fine.
Good enough. Good enough.
Okay. It's cool, guys. Fuck you, too.
Calm down.
Whatever. I will not. He wears a fucking hat on and dance for you like a goddamn monkey. I'm not going to calm down.
So with my third pick, I'm going to go with another Omega level mute, another strong badass
buzzword,
you know, mother
today.
Effer, big buzzword.
Hey, Doc, I know what you mean by Omega level mutant. Could you explain that to the audience, though?
Please do, Joe.
Super strong. I'll put it in terms that you can understand. Super strong, beyond strong, like the Beyond Burger. It's better.
All right,
there. That's a great way to describe your team, ready to kill lots of things. The Beyond Burger.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Burger King.
Okay, quick definition. Omega level mutants are mutants whose dominant power is deemed to register or reach an undefinable upper limit of that power's specific classification.
I knew that. Okay. So thank you for explaining
it
to
everyone. You took Iceman? Is that who you just took?
I took Iceman.
That's a great pick. I'm not going to lie. We probably should have taken him a little bit earlier than that. Kind of slipped
probably.
In the draft.
It's almost like he slipped on ice.
Nailed it. Want to roll
and
credits
then I come
there?
In with my business cards ready to fix their backs and sue, you know, whoever needs to be sued. So with Iceman and then with my fourth pick, I'm going to take she's fairly underrated because, you know, she's not talked about a lot. And no, it's not Jubilee, but I'm going to take Kitty Pryde. She can phase through matter. She can, you know, get you from one room to the other real quick if you're in a bind, you know.
Great at the escape room.
You never know when you're going to need to escape. You know, you get into a bind and you got to get out of there. Iceman's tripping all over the fucking place. So you got to.
He has control of what he's doing.
Well,
he's
know,
an Omega boy. What are you talking about?
You got hit in the head, you know? Maybe, you know, you got hit in the head, you know? But I like my team so far. I got a diverse group here. I can escape quick. I can control the weather. I got some strength there.
Doc's mission is on a tropical island where his characters are getting hit in the head with coconuts.
He's going to go on vacation while he constantly. Works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, slip on the ice. Hey, now you can go get a smoothie afterwards too and just relax.
All right, so Doc took Kitty Pryde and Iceman right there.
I just want to put this out there, Joe. This is what you get for trying to get in my head before the draft. Joe 1,000% picked this because people were chirping us because we had Iceman as a $2 option on our draft. Because like, oh, he's an Omega Level mutant. Oh, he's an Omega Level mutant. Fucking yeah, we know this. Thank you. We don't fucking care.
Yeah, I knew that. Thanks, guys.
I knew that. Of course,
when we're coming up with this shit, Gambit should not be $3 when you look at that list. I mean, is he on the same level as Psylocke? Absolutely not. Which is why I'm picking her right now.
Sex appeal.
Good
yes, sex appeal. I like it.
Of course, you got the sex appeal. Of course, very important, but also telekinetic, telepathic. Precognition, expert martial artist, and then, of course, the ability to construct weapons made of psychic energy, usually in blade form. And I did
precognition
not
is right. Yep. I'll tell you that much.
But this is a character who is also can take on a leadership role. She's worn that mantle of Captain Britain very recently, actually related to the original Captain Britain. Could you imagine that if Henry Cavill and Olivia Munn had to play brother and sister? How do you guys feel about that idea?
It'd be a weird video to watch on the old Pornhub, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Well, oh, no, she got stuck under the sofa.
Oh, my God. Joe, I guess you were right about where fucking Goose Head's at right now.
Porn parodies. They're all
Between Rogue and Psylocke, Friar definitely has the sexiest team.
And
so
Emma
far.
Frost, dude. Come on. Let's go.
And Emma Frost. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a girl squad right there. That's pretty good.
Friar's pandering right now. He's pandering.
I'm between two characters here, and I love one, hate one, but one is way stronger than the other. So give me that fucking idiot Scott Summers, aka Cyclops.
Oh.
I need a leader.
I was like,
know,
I kind of need him, man. Pick, I kind of need
as
him.
As my fourth pick, why not? I got Phoenix, right? I got Nightcrawler. I got Colossus. I'm sort of lacking the leader, so give me Scott Summers. And the fourth round, I like the pick. Anything earlier, don't love. Give me that moron
Gene! Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, also, hey, actually having Scott, that can help you with Gene.
Yeah.
Because it totally worked in X-Men.
Love wins.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was debating going with Scott either here or on the backswing because I need a leader to kind of harness this gang together. Mm-hmm. I no longer have that because I don't want Professor X. Is he an Omega? He's an Omega. But I don't know if I want Professor X. He's old.
He is in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair, too. So I'm going to go with another telepath and also some sorcery. Give me Magik.
Oh.
Colossus' sister.
Mm-hmm.
Magik is
Ilyana. Ilyana Rasputin. First seen in Magik 1, 1983, and adds a little something different to my team.
Yeah, I don't know a thing about her, so I couldn't take her.
I forget, did you guys do a New Mutants review?
Max saw it.
Yes,
Mac, you saw Magik in there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That's right. She was in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was, it's like that.
So honestly, New Mutants was not awful. It was fine.
It was fine. That's all it was. It was fine.
They did a good job being self-contained, and it was coherent, and it was fine.
Definitely could have been a lot better, though. That horror vibe could have led to a lot more. I mean, like the whole fire in the pool and everything like that. That was fucking terrifying. Right. But yeah, I thought she was like she was the one seeing the stick man or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That shit was messed up. So she was probably the best part. And then what she does at the end, very powerful character. That's a great pick. That's probably my favorite pick you've made so far.
Wow, credit to Goo. Was that your last pick, Goo?
No, I got one more here.
You got one more, dude? I don't think
you have four.
I got one more here, and I'm trying not to.
Oh, he didn't pick his fifth one yet. Okay.
Not to teeter too much into villainy here, because what do I want to do? Because I only have one woman on my team, but I do need a leader as well. And you guys have already taken all the female leaders.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Skippy.
The problem is Goo built a super team with no leader, so they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
I have to take Professor X here because I need someone that can at least semi-lead my team.
Yeah, Logan always listens to him.
Do you have any other leaders, Friar?
No,
Magneto? You could have taken Magneto.
Well, no, Magneto leads him somewhere that I shouldn't go.
Well, your team's already going in a bunch of different directions. Why not just go with it, you know?
Is Goo going to somehow lose this draft when he has Wolverine and Deadpool on?
No, I'm still going to win.
The people are going to see the thumbnails and say, Goo.
Let me ask you a question here, Friar. Would you have liked the pick of Polaris?
I think that would have been a good pick.
I was debating Polaris, but... Yeah.
I would have gone Mystique in your realm. You would have got a female who can lead. She is a little bit of a loose cannon as well, but you already have so many of that. You could have played into it.
I'll tell you what. If you're going for strictly building a show, I think Mac is absolutely spot on because what you were talking about, Goo, with Deadpool and Beast and putting them together, I'm actually very interested in that concept. Then you throw Wolverine and Mystique in there. It's sheer fucking chaos. Nothing is getting done, and I would absolutely watch the shit out of that show or movie.
Right, but now I have two British guys.
Yes, that is a non-starter. You're absolutely right.
All right. For my last pick here, I'm between two. I'm sort of missing the wild card. And as much as I love Angel, more so Archangel, he kind of stinks as a mutant. He looks cool, flies around, and shoots daggers, but pretty much anyone could beat him.
Also, he's at his best when he's a villain, too.
Yeah, so give me Gambit. Give me my wild card. Fill out my squad. I need a little southern drawl, you know, a little molasses on the squad. And, of course, he can change any inanimate objects into projectiles with kinetic energy, good hand-to-hand fighter with his staff, and he might be able to subdue Friar's rogue if I had to fight Friar.
With smooches.
So disappointed. Joke's on you. When she found out that what he did to the Marauders, like originally what he was before he joined the X-Men, she dumped his ass so hard.
Mac, joke is on you.
I sort of had to make up for my dud Cyclops with a badass Gambit, so they even each other.
And Gambit's a good time. He seems like you want to hang out with Gambit.
Yeah,
right?
I can drink with him back.
I honestly thought no one was going to take Gambit. I only thought Joe would do it out of spite, and I'm like, I'm going to have an all-girl team with Gambit. Like, you're welcome, Remy. I'm so mad about that.
Well, Warren Worthington III is still out there.
Yeah, he's still out there, too. So, okay, it's down to two people for me, and I'm comfortable sharing them both because I don't think Joe is going to beat me by picking either one of these two necessarily.
You said you got no nipples, Joe.
A little testosterone on my team. You know, Joe brought up Magneto, and as much as I love him, I can't go with him in this slot because I just don't trust that anything's going to get done if I bring him on. As much as I like chaos for Goo, the two that I'm down to right now are X-Man, who is Nate Gray. So that is, oh my God, what's Josh Brolin's character in?
Cable.
Jesus. And that is Cable in a different universe where he's not dealing with that disease that like turns his arm robotic.
It's like the coolest part about Cable.
Yeah, but robot Cable, arms are dope.
Sure, yes.
Have you ever thought about cutting off your arm?
He can't go and use all his powers to the full extent because Cable is supposed to be super powerful.
He can't get on an airplane easily.
That's also true. Great fact. Absolutely relevant to this conversation. Thank you so much, Koo. Bishop is my other guy who I'm considering.
I like Bishop.
I love Bishop.
Yeah.
Love him in when we see him in the X-Men animated series. Of course, he's in the future and everything. And just to highlight his powers really quickly, too, a quick energy absorption and redirection, which is a cool one. Not necessarily the most effective, but it looks great. He's got a great look. And the superhuman physical attributes as well. So I think I got to go. I like Nate Gray a lot, but I think I got to go with Bishop here to round things out. Character who I want to see, you know, thrown in the mix in the MCU as soon as possible.
So Mac had mentioned this character just a moment ago, and I got real nervous because I thought someone might take her. I'm going to take Mystique.
All right. Round out Mr. Irrelevant. Nice.
That shape-shifting can get you into a lot of places, you know? So I feel like I've got a lot of bases covered. I can escape easily, but I can also get into places easily. You know, Storm's a great leader. Iceman, I mean, you want to talk about pandering to the ladies. I also have a mostly female squad here. So a strong female squad, you know, we love
those are usually our voters on Twitter.
Almost, yeah, you know, exclusively the 2.5% that
listen. Doc brings up a good point here, though. If you need, if we're trying to accomplish a mission here and you got to sneak in somewhere, Mystique and Nightcrawler are your two best options.
Storm also, although Storm kind of gives away that they're coming because the sky changes.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but she can really do it like, hey, look over here. It's hailing and we're in fucking Florida. That doesn't make sense.
That, once again, gives away that she's there. You know? That's just well, gives it away.
Look over here, and then everyone else goes in, you know, the back door, right? And so we're very shifty. My team's very shifty.
Team
now
shifty.
We're talking about back doors, Joe? Jesus Christ.
Joe's team has a great three-cone drill.
Yeah.
Joe's team is team shifty. I'm team beef, and Fryer is
team sexy.
Team wet dreams.
Yeah, straight.
All right, let's recap everyone's squad. Goo, you had the first pick. You go first.
Yes, I got Wolverine, Beast, Deadpool, Magique, and Professor X.
Just a real interesting squad.
Real sitcom-y team, I'll tell you that much.
You have three complete wild cards and then two buddy old pals that'll be playing chess in the mansion. That's just interesting. That's
I got two brains. I got three brawlers. I got two brawlers, I guess. Three. I got a bunch of brawlers. I got, you know, I got some psychic abilities. I got some witchcraft. I got a bunch going on here.
Sure. All right. Mm. I had the second pick. I took Phoenix, Nightcrawler, Colossus, Cyclops, and Gambit. I think I have a great mix of personalities and abilities there. I possess, obviously, the most powerful being in Phoenix. And probably the best leader in Cyclops. So
I mean, you also have the character that can tell time the best. Cyclops.
Fryer's fucking clock keeps leaking into my brain back there.
I thought he said Cyclox. I got confused.
Cyclops.
No, Cyclox.
Goddamn fucking clocky wall.
You know how sometimes like you look at the sky to try and tell time? He can actually do that.
Yeah. He could put a sundial down anywhere.
I thought he was trying to cast these characters for a porn parody. That's where I got really confused.
Cyclox.
My bad. Well, anyways,
that's what the sundial is. It's a Psycox.
Yes, exactly. All right, so I went with Rogue with my first overall pick. Might be the steal of the draft because she's definitely 1-1 worthy. Emma Frost at number two for me. Domino, Psylocke, and Bishop. Undoubtedly have the hottest cast. However, whichever way you sway, I think that they're the most attractive group. And then, of course, I have telekinetics. I have a lot of power too, and I have a guy who's traveled time quite a bit and can do a lot of other things too. But Bishop has like great look and everything too. So I just think this is a very marketable cast. This is a cast that's going to get a lot done. They know what their deal is. I feel like some of you guys are trying to figure it out still. So very, very pleased.
I know what my deal is. It's chaos.
That's about it. But if you really leaned into the cast, you would have taken Mystique.
The house is on fire. What are we going to do?
I really would actually enjoy seeing your cast in a show. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, so, there you go. Vote Goo.
That's my one compliment I'm going to give you. Otherwise, your team sucks.
So I'm not doing myself any favors here, but I think I just drafted the all-female Ghostbusters squad here.
I got Melissa McCarthy. I got Kristen Wiig. I got Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
I got, what's her name from SNL, blanking on her name, Kate McKinnon. And I have Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, that's basically
that's Doc's team.
Steel.
with Storm. Great leader, very powerful. X-23, she's my muscle. She's my wild card. Iceman, again, very strong. You know, he's going to make me some money. And then I went with Kitty Pryde. Quick exit, can get me out of a sticky situation. And then...
can get you into a sticky situation.
Right, right. And then Mystique, she's going to slide me in, you know? So
do the TLDR boys both have four females?
We do.
Wow.
Yeah. Credit to you guys because, you know, Mac and Goo hate women. So
we like a strong female character, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, isn't that what Mystique says? Jennifer Lawrence, of course, very memorable performances as Mystique. Absolutely love her.
Watch your mouth.
She was good in First Class.
She was good in the first
two. I just don't like how they wrote the character is what it comes down to. Like, she's a villain. Raven? She's a real asshole.
All right. Before we get into Mac, Zach, a couple of characters that did not get mentioned. I was debating Quicksilver. And really only a member of the team in the movies. He's more of a villain in the comics, correct, Friar?
Mm-hmm. Yep, in Avenger 2.
I'm a fan of Angel, Archangel mostly, though, so I didn't want to take him because he's way cooler as a villain. I also thought it was interesting that, like, Legion was out there, right? But you can't rely on him for anything.
No, he's too much of a wild card.
Jubilee. I was debating Jubilee because she's a perfect character to add to a team because someone always needs to get kidnapped. You know, like, why are we doing this mission?
Like a Trojan horse sort of thing.
Havoc, I was debating, because Havoc can shoot energy out of his tummy, like a Care Bear, and I like that.
Yeah, but he's like Cyclops without the leadership, so he doesn't bring all that much.
I kind of want a Dazzler put on shows.
Who's a worse Jubilee, or is Jubilee a worse Dazzler?
Well, so Dazzler could end all of my episodes with, like, a song.
Somebody actually chirped us. I mean, a couple people did said, "Where's Dazzler on this?" Yeah. Like, I think someone actually like quote tweeted our list, our draft, and said, "No Dazzler, enough said." Okay.
And I was stunned that there was a lot of Jubilee picks, a lot of Jubilees on that list, which was stunning. No Morph.
Mort?
I only know from the animated series.
Morph is the worst.
It was all season one. Yeah. It was like
Morph
that whole storyline.
Stunk. Yeah. Morph is the worst.
Just the pits.
But that's another guy that could get kidnapped and get everyone going. That's good, though. Wolfsbane, nice little beastie character.
Okay.
Cecilia Reyes, Mirage, Sunspot, Cannonball, Richter, Karma, Blink, right. Husk.
I mean, you've named enough.
Trinary.
Darwin.
Gentle.
Darwin.
Kid Omega.
Darwin.
So Darwin is a character that can adapt to anything, yet is the first one that dies.
Yeah.
Very strange. Actually, Darwin and Morph are the only two on the list that we did that did not get picked.
Really?
In this draft. Yep.
Who's the sonar guy from First Class?
Banshee.
What's that idiot's name?
Banshee.
Banshee. There you go.
I like Shatterstar, too. Like
Shatterstar's out there. Longshot as well. The other three that were on my short list were Namor.
Well, so Namor's only been an X-Men in X-Men versus the Avengers, right?
And he was also in X-Men Red, the series that I was talking about earlier, too. And he's, of course, a mutant.
And he is a mutant, because I was debating him, too.
Because the one that gets a little messy, actually, is Deadpool, whether or not he's a mutant. That's the only one. But, of course, we're talking X-Men, so that's all that really matters. Mm-hmm. But so there's Namor. There's another character named Armor, who we've only seen in the comics as well. And she like has this big, like, psionic shield.
Yeah.
Here's a question, because I don't know anything about the character Namor. I mean, I know a little bit. What is different about him than Aquaman that makes him cool? Because Aquaman stinks.
I mean, I don't particularly care for Namor, too, but I think he's a little bit more of, like, an asshole. He started out as a villain at first, right. So I think that kind of it's a pretty big difference with his origin story. Other than that, like, I don't know so much about Namor.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other one was Cannonball, who is, when we talk about New Mutants, that is a character who was so, like, underplayed. This is an external, like, mutant. Like, there's, like, a very select few, and not eternal, external, and they're virtually immortal. So, like, you see, like, his powers kind of showing off a little bit when he's, like, tethered up in the movie, but, like, that's really it. This guy is a fucking, it's a tour de force. Like, you're not fucking with him. I'm not picking him because I think that's just somebody who I don't care about as much, and I don't think people would vote for him, but definitely, like, a strong motherfucker.
And credit to all of us for none of us picking Scarlet Witch. We all knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all knew. Yeah.
Let's get into Mac Zach. And Mac Zach could be anything. It could be a boat. And this week, I don't know if any of you guys saw this, but Red Notice is available on Netflix. It was the number one streamed movie over the weekend. It actually beat Shang-Chi. Granted, Shang-Chi had the theater release, but it quadrupled it. And Red Notice is not very good.
I watched it. I thought it was fine.
Let me put it this way. I know Netflix is doing well. Streaming is doing well. If you get the three of what the six or seven biggest movie stars in the world at this point, mm-hmm. and you can't get a theater release, it's not going to be a good movie.
That's a fair point.
I also, The Rock is, he hooks up with a lady in this movie. And every single time he does that in a movie, I'm like, wait, The Rock has sex? Isn't he too big? He'd crush them.
That's a really good point.
I look at The Rock as being like an asexual being.
Yeah, he probably is.
I'm with you on that one, actually.
Jungle Cruise, when he kisses Emily Blunt, it's so awkward. It's like, stop it.
Is Emily Blunt now?
Get out of my face.
Ooh, that's a little uncomfortable.
Spoiler? What the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry, guys. But yeah, you could not notice. I'd put it right at or below the Awkwator. It's not a fun watch. There's a couple like decent scenes, but The Rock has a long leather jacket in the movie, so credit to him.
Like a duster?
It's not a duster. It's the in-between of like a normal size and a long one. Walking by the shirt store earlier, untucked, and I was like, what if in the future I wanted to tuck that shirt in? Would I be allowed to?
I think the point of the shirt is it's made so that the length is not very tuckable.
High waists are in though, right? So you can just pull those pants up.
I kind of wanted to go in there and ask them. I don't plan on doing it now, but in the future, if I plan on tucking this in, is that cool?
Oh, well, then no way, because in the future, you're definitely going to be fatter, too, so there's no way you'll be able to
I plan on losing weight.
Don't we all?
God damn it. I'm the same as you now. All right, guys, head over to Twitter right now and vote on which team you believe won this draft, the Gooverines, the J-Max, the Friars, or the Shifty Docks.
Let's see, X-Mac.
Smoke me. TLDR, where can the people find you?
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at TLDR_pod. We're also on YouTube. We're actually on TikTok as well. Joe posts our reels that we post over on Instagram. We're also on TikTok there. I'm trying to think. Of course, we're on Apple, Spotify, Geeks Worldwide Radio. Make sure you go subscribe to the show over there. And of course, you can find Joe at Backcracker on Twitter and on Twitch. And then I'm at Fry_guy1.
What's your professional handle?
Nick_Fryer.
Everyone follow him.
You really want that?
No, I didn't want that. I didn't even want your other one, actually, but that's fine.
You want my Monday Night Football picks?
Everyone go watch him on DraftKings. He's a completely different person at DraftKings.
No, you have to be. Kaufman works there.
What are you talking about? I'm not. No. This is always me. This
Billy
is me.
Says you're well-liked over there. What the hell?
You're like Ben Wyatt when he works for the accountants.
I've never heard that one before.
Everyone loves
you. You haven't workshopped that one ever on our group at all.
No, we all say it. We all say it, Fryer. But guess what? I want everyone else to also know this. I'm trying to sell you to people.
Oh, thank you.
But all you've done this entire podcast is swear and talk about ladies. That's it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to swear more than me.
I just want Mac to like me. That's just what it comes down to. I'm just very, like I told you guys, I don't like myself that much.
So, if you want to hear swears, go listen to TLDR. Mm-hmm. Mac, where can you find us?
You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Mac and Goo Podcast. On every other platform, we are Mac & Goo. That's Mac Shift7Goo. It includes Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastBox, Spreaker, Google Play, iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify, but more importantly, we are on Apple Podcasts. Get on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us, rate us, review us 5 stars. If you do that, we'll get you a free t-shirt from the folks over at Watertown Sportswear. That's Watertown Sportswear, 34 Mud Auburn Street in Watertown. WatertownSportswear.com, expert screen printing and embroidery.
TeePublic.com, merch. Go get some, I think you should leave merch at the That's a Chunky store. We got some new shirts up right now, Coffin Flop, and I believe a fan favorite heading into this holiday season.
I'm scared about how much I need wine.
The wine's going to be a big hit.
The wine is going to be a huge hit, especially in my household. I feel like the border rallies are just going to wear that every single day. Do my sister's family.
Well, at least you got easy gifts.
We're actually doing a Secret Santa this year with my brother and sister.
Okay. How many people involved?
There's 5 people involved. It's a $50 limit.
I think Secret Santa is much better when it's like 12 to 15 and there's a chance you don't know the other person all that well.
I was also fine with just buying everyone gifts.
Well, yeah, at 5, yeah, you can do that.
How many times do we celebrate Christmas a year? Yankee Swap. How many times a year do we celebrate Christmas? Black Christmas?
What?
Black elephant? What did you say?
White elephant. I think white it's like elephant. Yankee Swap. Yes. Yeah. It's like a similar thing, right? Where you trade the gifts and it's like a game or whatever. You guys ever done that before?
I have played Yankee Swap before, and I think I've played it twice. And both times, I'm like, I don't like what I came away with. Why do I? Why
That's
do I
why
even
you
bother?
Do it with booze. We always do it with,
yeah, we do it with my family booze. Every year. Like the 20 of us, we always do that.
We do that every year.
And it's like a $20 limit. So I like just bring a $20 bottle of vodka or liquor, whatever you want. Drink it to yourself. I'll bring my bottle and everyone will be happier.
I just feel like I was always unnecessarily competitive. I don't get it.
Yeah, we eventually had to put a like you have to spend this amount of money because one year I gave a signed photo of myself. And another one of my cousins gave a Angry Cat calendar that my brother ended up getting. And of course, when he gets it, you know, all hell breaks loose. So
it's a whole to do.
It's a whole to do. So
he
we had to
do an Angry Cat.
We had to scrap everything and start all new the fucking next year.
Right.
But yeah, people didn't like my signed photo. Yeah.
I would have appreciated it.
Where do you put that? Was it at least magnetized? Could I put it on the fridge?
Oh, no, it was a real shitty piece of paper.
Joe, you would have got to get one of those and put it right next to Spider-Gwen.
I spent two or three dollars.
I'd go to Michael's. I'd spend about 10 bucks on a frame, and I'd put that sumbitch right on the wall right behind me.
Bag end.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Tuesdays are Goose Days. Join us next week for the holiday tiering coming out on Monday or Tuesday, depending on when we have it done. Bye.
Bye.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.